Good evening and welcome to Encounter, our midweek service of prayer and presence. We're so glad that you're joining us, whether you're here in the sanctuary or joining us online. We are here this evening in the sanctuary because it's a busy place tonight. We've got a theater group in the theater. We've got our OEF friends, Older Elementary Fellowship, are helping with Room in the Inn, and we've got children's choirs, and the children's choirs need to practice in here in a little bit. So we're going to have an abbreviated service this evening, but I hope it will still be a time of quiet reflection and just being in the presence of God. One note for next week. Next week we will not have Encounter because it will be Ash Wednesday. And so we will have a noon service here in the sanctuary, but we will also have an Ash Wednesday service at 6:15 here in the sanctuary. So we welcome you to come to that service next week. And now let us rise in body or in spirit as we sing together, O God, our help in ages past. Prayer. Holy God, we welcome you to this place. We remember your faithfulness in all generations. Holy God, we welcome you into our lives. May we keep your commandments with joy. Holy God, we welcome you into our hearts. May we write your word upon our hearts and give thanks for your presence with us. Amen. Please be seated. I invite you to join in our prayer of confession. Holy God, we come before you in humility, for we do not live as we ought. We do not love you with our whole heart and soul and might. We do not love our neighbor as ourselves. So we pray in all humility that you will change our hearts and minds, that you will show us again how to love others the way you love us, that you will put power and courage in our hearts to do your will. This we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Now I invite you into a moment of silent confession. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm going to skip over reading our scripture tonight because we're going to do a Lectio Divina, and I'm going to read it a couple of times during that process. But our scripture text this evening is from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 12 and 20 through 25. As we begin the Lectio Divina, I want to remind you that this is a contemplative way of reading scripture. We slow down and we sit with the text. I think I mentioned once before that sometimes it's called chewing the cud with the scripture. And so I invite you to listen as I read. So get comfortable, as comfortable as you can. Place your feet on the floor and lower your shoulders, maybe loosen your jaw, and take a deep breath. As I read this passage, I invite you to pay attention to a word or a phrase that grabs your attention. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, a land with fine, large cities that you did not build, houses filled with all sorts of goods that you did not fill, hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant, and when you have eaten your fill, take care that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. When your children ask you in time to come, what is the meaning of the decrees and the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your children, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord displayed before our eyes great and awesome signs and wonders against Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his household. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land that he promised on oath to our ancestors. Then the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our lasting good, so as to keep us alive, as is now the case, if we diligently observe this entire commandment before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, we will be in the right. I'm going to read the scripture again, and I'd like you to listen for an invitation in the text. Is there something that is grabbing your attention that you need to consider? Is there anything that you need to take on? Or is there anything that you need to relinquish? Listen one last time as I read the text, and then we will have some silence, and then Matt will play. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God has brought you into the land that he swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you, a land with fine, large cities that you did not build, houses filled with all sorts of goods that you did not fill, hewn cisterns that you did not hew, vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when you have eaten your fill, take care that you do not forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. When your children ask you in time to come, what is the meaning of the decrees and the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your children, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. The Lord displayed before our eyes great and awesome signs and wonders against Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his household. He brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land that he promised on oath to our ancestors. Then the Lord commanded us to observe all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our lasting good, so as to keep us alive, as is now the case. If we diligently observe this entire commandment before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, we will be in the right.
Lord,
Let us now pray. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for your presence with us. We give you thanks for your faithfulness to us. We pray this night for those who are hungry, for those who have no shelter, for those who are sick, for those who grieve. We ask for your presence with those who are in need. And we ask for your presence with us. Lead us and guide us in Jesus' name as we pray the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit as we sing our song of sending forth. Go forth this night knowing that the Lord is near. Go in peace. Amen.